You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. The other day, I accidentally overheard two ladies talking over the back fence. One of them sounded very indignant.
Look here, Mrs. Murphy. Are you trying to say I don't know how to wash clothes?
All I said was, imagine washing dirty overalls and rayon slips with the same granulated soap.
But, Mrs. Murphy, I use New Dove. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap, and it's wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yes. You see, this New Dove does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, right down to your rayons and nicer colored washables.
Oh, glory be. One soap for everything on wash day. But who'd have thought such a thing was possible?
Well, I guess Procter & Gamble did when they made this New Dove. Why, take a look at that wash I just hung out. See those rayon slips?
Sure, they do look grand and bright.
Thanks to Dove. And look at those work shirts. Washed with this same New Dove. See how nice and clean they are?
Yes, I see, but I ain't thinking you had to scrub hard.
No, I didn't. Why, no soap I ever used gets clothes clean easier than New Dove.
Well, will you listen to that now?
And best of all, look at those snowy white towels and sheets.
Sure, and they're as white as the driven snow.
Aren't they, though? Honestly, I've never seen whiter washes than I get with Dove.
Yes, and that's what a lot of ladies say about New Dove. They've never seen whiter washes. In fact, Dove gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps. Yet Dove is safer for your fussy rayons and nicer colored washables. Safer than any other leading granulated wash day soap. That's why Dove can do all three kinds of wash. Honestly, once you try Dove, you'll see it's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like Dove. So look for D-U-Z, Dove, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now the Goldbergs. Poor Molly doesn't know where she stands or what she should feel. And most of all, she doesn't know what to do. It's obvious, evident, and plain that Rosie really loves Walter Jerome. But at the same time, Molly was a little swayed by the words of Walter's fiancée, who explained that Walter's attention to Rosie was just a means of fighting back against his mother. And Molly, having seen Mrs. Jerome, can understand that, too. But after all, Rosie is Molly's daughter. And her interests are paramount. So Molly rushes out of the house to talk with Walter. Listen.
Please.
Now,
Walter, Jake, please. Silence. Please, Jake, will you please go into the house and let me talk to Walter?
There's no more to say. All has been said.
Mr. Goldberg, if you'll only let me explain.
I don't want to be convinced.
Jake, please.
I hope this will be final, Walter. Look out for me. Look out. Look out.
Oh, Walter. Walter, did Mr. Goldberg tell you that your fiancée Norma is in our house?
Yes, I know she is.
Walter. Don't you think that with the way your mother feels and the way Norma feels...
And the way Mr. Goldberg feels... I don't know about you, Mrs. Goldberg, but...
Walt, I don't know how I feel. I'm too mixed up. I'm too upside down. I'm too mixed up to know how I feel, how I should feel, and what I feel. All I know, Walter, is that Rose is very young. She's a child yet. And each day she's becoming involved in things too big for her years. I only want you to remember, Walter, that what you say and do will affect Rosalie very much. And that what she does blindly, you should do with your eyes open. Walter, it's better to act slowly and not leap the cart before the horse. Sometimes, Walter, a stitch in time can save the whole suit. Rosie's young. So are you. It's foolish to act as if life was stopping tomorrow.
Mom.
Yes, Emily.
Oh,
yes.
Ma.
What is it?
Ma, go into the house.
I'm going. I'm going.
Please, Ma.
Walter, think well of what I said. Look out, Jonathan, under the bed. You won't come later, but you won't come. But what happened to my people under the
I hope you're not going to read me a lecture, too, Sammy.
Norma's in our house.
So I've been told.
And so is Rosie.
I know.
Now, don't you think this is a scene to be avoided rather than met?
I don't believe in avoiding scenes.
Sure?
Of course I'm sure, Sammy. You know me well enough to know that.
I wish I was sure. I wish I knew whether you weren't just flattering yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe running headfirst into a scene with Norma and Rosie is just a way of avoiding the real scene. The one you should have.
With my mother?
With yourself.
You're talking riddles.
Well, it is kind of a riddle. You are, I mean. And if I was sure of the answer, I'd know what to do. As it is, I have to leave things up to you.
I still don't get you.
Norma has a theory about you. And if it's true, if it were true, believe me, you wouldn't get a chance to see Rosie. Not under any circumstances.
So Norma has a theory?
A very logical one.
It would be, since she and my mother probably made it up between them.
What is it? You might as well know. Norma thinks that you're just rebelling against your mother's dominance. And that pretending to be in love with Rosie is just a weapon in the fight.
Very Freudian.
And very plausible, too. Norma says you really like her. But because through sheer accident your mother happens to like her also, she's included in the opposition.
Now, that's what my mother and Norma would like to believe. If that's what I'm doing, I could do it in a million easier ways.
I'm not saying what Norma says is true. I said it was plausible. And the fact that it's causing all this trouble doesn't mean you'd avoid it. The human mind doesn't pick the easiest road, but the one that suits its nature. Maybe this suits yours.
Is that what you think of me?
No, I'm talking about Norma's theory.
Well, it isn't true, Sammy.
You do resent your mother.
I resent a lot of things in life. That doesn't mean I'd use my friends to fight them.
Where does Rosie come in on this?
That's the shrewdness with which you people are being turned against me. I like Rosie, I haven't asked her to marry me, and I know that she's only 17. I've been as right about that as I've been about anything. But at the same time, I don't want to marry Norma. I'm not making Rosie choose. I'm not putting it on her. That's my mother's sweet little device. She's got it worked out so that as if your family were conspiring with me against her. And she isn't, and it isn't involved at all.
Well, what are you going to do?
Now, what would you do in my place, Sammy? Run away?
No.
I don't need any of my mother's help in life. I can get on by myself. I can live my own life, and I'm going to. I simply don't think that my friends should play along with my enemies.
I'm not your enemy.
And you are if you believe the lies against me. Would I pick a girl like Rosie and a family like yours if I really wanted to make my family feel terrible about my not wanting to marry Norma? Well, I could have picked someone who could be the worst person in the world. I could have hurt my mother if I really wanted to do it. Rosie has nothing to do with her.
Here comes Norma. Lay down, Sporty. Sporty, lay down.
Walter.
Excuse me.
Lay down, Sporty. Sporty, get out of here.
It's quite a circus going on here tonight. Where's my parents and their righteous indignation, and you and yours, Norma, and now...
Oh, don't be upset, Walter. I'm not indignant. I'm not indignant. I'd be amused if I weren't sorry for Rosie. She's too nice a girl to be sacrificed on the altar of your mother's complex.
Norma, what kind of a story was there that you told the Goldbergs?
Just something that you know as well as I do, Walter. Why can't you at least be reasonable in your efforts to escape your mother?
And what would you call being reasonable?
Marry me as you want to. And let's leave your family to its own life. I've got enough money for both of us.
And that's all?
It's simple, honest, and without extravagance.
There's only one objection to it.
My money?
No. You. I don't want to marry you.
Do you believe that?
Do I believe it? You mean you don't believe it?
No, Walter, I don't. We've been in love too long for a young girl like Rosie to come between us.
I'm not in love with Rosie, and it's not Rosie who's coming between us. It's you who's coming between us.
Well, I won't put up a fight for you, Walter. I don't believe in such things.
Then do me a favor, Norma, and retire gracefully, taking my mother along.
No, you'll have to handle your mother yourself.
I will.
And what about Rosie?
What about her?
She thinks you're in love with her.
I like her very much.
Oh, why don't you be honest with yourself, Walter? I know you love me. I know I love you despite all the things that I can find to dislike in you.
Thanks for your tolerance.
Well, people have to be tolerant with those they love.
What are my faults?
You think you'll be... Never mind, suit yourself.
I will. I'm not going to give up my friends because my mother wants to be present at your wedding and mine.
Oh, you're being impossible, Walter. I'm going now. I don't want to dislike you enough to give you up, because if I did, you'd be lost altogether. Go on. Go into the Goldberg house. Enjoy the melodrama of your entrance.
Just how much truth there is in Norma's theory about Walter's behavior is hard to say. But at least we do know that Rosie's infatuation with him isn't matched by his own with her. And now, with Walter going into the Goldberg house, a great many mistakes and feeling are going to be made. You know, if you get discouraged about dishwashing, then here's something to cheer you up. Now listen, there's no more need to struggle along with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. And that goes for those bar soaps, because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they're so short on safety for your hands. Yes, at last, hands. Yes, at last you're free of such halfway soaps, because new Dove is here. You know, Dove is that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated wash day soap to treat your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Dove. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can tell by the suds how really new and different Dove is. Try it. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.